Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and oldnavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to At The Movies with me, Umar Pagan, and Pike Pagan. Ouija, that horror offering from 2014, was really kind of terrible. But this brand new prequel, Ouija, Origin of Evil, takes off in an entirely new direction with mesmerizingly weird compositions and rhythms, really, really wicked humor. Director and co-writer Mike Flanagan, who made the excellent Oculus and Hush, had nothing to do with the original and instead brings some pretty dark and delicious new ideas to the table. Those predictable jump scares are gone, and what you have are these real moments that are deeply unsettling and also unexpectedly even morbidly funny. Ezra Zayed managed to catch up with two of the film's stars, Elizabeth Risa, who plays the mum, Alice Zander, as well as Henry Thomas, who plays the priest, Father Tom Hogan. Here is their conversation.
What was it that drew you to this particular movie and script?
Well, the script itself was just so moving and an actual story, you know, which I think sometimes, you know, when you hear a horror movie, you think it's going to be just sort of schlocky. And this was so well written and so moving, and the characters were so vivid. And then the director, Mike Flanagan, is an absolute just brilliant auteur. And so he knew exactly what he was doing, exactly how he wanted to shoot it, edit it, what it wanted to look like. But more than anything, he was so passionate about these characters and about the things that they're experiencing. And that, to me, is, as an actor, is just the most, you know, interesting thing that you could possibly imagine.
I was interested in the script because I opened the script thinking to find a horror story, and I fell into this kind of family drama, single mother struggling, first two acts with this priest. And I thought, wow, this is really interesting, and it's not what I expected. And I was hoping that audiences would feel the same way. And when I met with the director, I realized he was trying to make a film that might have been made in the 70s or early 80s, like The Exorcist or The Omen, or one of those more suspenseful thriller horror films. And after seeing Oculus, I thought Mike Flanagan is the guy that can do this, and I'd love to be on board.
Tell me a little bit more about what it was like working with director Mike Flanagan. And of course, he pretty much specializes in this horror genre. And is there a particular setting that needs to take place when you want to get performances for this particular type of film?
It's interesting because I didn't know before, but Mike has a background in editing. So he was really well prepared as a director, and he had a huge list of shots that he wanted every day, and he knew what he was going for, and I was really impressed by him.
Yes, he totally sets the mood and the tone, and he created this world in the late 1960s, and this family that he really genuinely cared about, and that made me feel so safe and free. And he kept pushing us to go further and deeper into the raw emotional stuff there. And but he's very gentle. At the same time, you want to give him everything because he cares so much.
And I also gave a lot of attention to the actors and focusing on the relationships between characters and scenes. I mean, for instance, in a 26-day shoot, we had an entire day to shoot the dinner scene together between Alice and Father Tom, which normally, you know, you would have only a couple of hours to shoot.
And so that really sort of shows, I guess, the commitment that he has to this particular project as well.
Yes, and in a way that makes you feel like you're doing something quite different from a genre film. You're making a film. And as an actor, I mean, it sounds very simple, but as an actor, sometimes, you know, you say, oh, I'm doing a horror film, so I guess they're not going to pay any attention to performance, so I won't put a performance in. But this was very much the opposite. And I think it shows in the film, and I'm really glad that he gave us that opportunity.
Of course, one of the main roles is by your co-star, Lulu Wilson. And, you know, there's something about little girls that, you know, they just say the darndest things that work so well in scaring the crap out of audiences. And, you know, we see her character describing what it feels like to be strangled to death. There's such an interesting dynamic with, you know, a young child and, you know, a protective mother. There's something so appetizing about that combination.
Yeah, well, I think it's incredibly vulnerable. You know, a mother who's a widow and who's trying to protect her daughters. And there's no one more vulnerable in that situation, because that kind of love just makes you at a loss. How do you move forward and kids aren't okay? So I think that was what was so fascinating, watching Lulu sort of navigate this demon or whatever you want to call it. But she was really genuinely scary.
Yeah, there's something very unsettling about a young girl kind of talking about macabre things and looking at you for too long, and, you know, like she's going to rip your throat out. She was very good at that. And she's very intense and she's very intelligent. And I think you have to be to pull that off. So again, it's Mike Flanagan being brilliant and the rest of us kind of playing along.
Elizabeth, you know, in horror flicks, it feels like the mom always has the short end of the straw. And what was it about this role that got you excited?
Well, to me, it's so rare that you actually see movies about adults. To me, it was a real person that I got to play. It wasn't just someone's mom or some idea of maternal energy. It was an actual person and who's fighting for things and cares deeply about her children and is not always doing the right thing, but is trying to. And so I thought, to me, that was way more interesting than the sort of, you know, empty version of that.
Henry, I'm curious as to what it's like on the set of a horror movie production. And I guess, as you mentioned, somebody like Mike Flanagan sets the tone, but are there pranks going on during shooting so that it sort of freaks everybody else, or is everybody somewhat serious given the genre of the film?
Yeah, I mean, you have to laugh a little bit. And I think that we spent a lot of time laughing on this and not very much serious time in between takes. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of intense emotional acting going on, because you have to do it to keep up the energy for the pacing of the film and everything. So it was really hard on the girls, I think, especially Elizabeth. You know, she was crying in almost every scene, like in the third act. And it's like this hysterical kind of energy. And if you keep that up all day with no brevity, then everybody's going to be in a horrible mood. So there were a lot of pranks and a lot of laughs. And it mostly centered around Lulu and Annalise and Mike Flanagan.
And that was one of the things that I wanted to bring up about, I guess, your performance. I mean, for, you know, the audience member, it's seeing this character, this mother who's emotionally invested and very, very upset. But I guess from a performance perspective, that's going in take after take with putting everything but the kitchen sink into that performance. That must be terribly difficult and over a longer period of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different kind of exhaustion when you've been just crying and crying and crying. Like, your face and your body feels exhausted, and your body doesn't know that you're pretending, you know? I mean, your brain knows, obviously, that it's a movie, but your body doesn't understand why you're crying. The whole weird, weird thing that actors put themselves through.
What's the one horror movie that still keeps you up at night?
I would say the tie between The Exorcist and The Shining.
I think, I don't know if it would be a horror film, but you know the film Old Boy?
Yeah.
That was really disturbing for me.
Terrific. Thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
And I'm glad you enjoyed the film.
That was Ezra Zayd speaking to Elizabeth Risa and Henry Thomas, the stars of Ouija, Origin of Evil. The movie is now in cinemas. Go check it out. This is At the Movies, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.